All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are up to now the 12th Midah. What the Ramak titles as, based on the Pasuk in Micha, Asher Nishbata La'avosenu. You have sworn to our forefathers. So writes the Ramak. So remember again, just the progression here is very important. Midah Yud was Titin Emes Liakov. So Titin Emes Liakov, the Talmud Devarim explained, meant that if you're Yaakov represents living life in accordance with expectations. So if I live my life in accordance with God's expectation, God goes ahead and responds in kind. I'm not going above and beyond the letter of the law. I'm not exceeding my expectations or my obligations, I should say. So if I go ahead and I live within the confines of the law, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind. Yud Aleph was Chesed Li Avram. But on the other hand, if I go ahead and I live an Avram Avinu type of life, which is a life Lifnim Mishuras Adin, above and beyond the letter of the law, above and beyond the normative expectations, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind. That's the Chesed. Just like Avram Avinu went Lifnim Mishuras Adin, if I act in that same way, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind to me. So remember again, the Ramak then went ahead and explained that as we internalize these midos, they teach us something about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they also teach us something about our relationship with our fellow man. Titin Emes Yaakov means we should treat people justly and correctly. Chesed Avram means that ultimately if we see people going above and beyond for us, we should try to go above and beyond for them. Furthermore, even if we don't see them going above and beyond for us, but we see that they're the type of people who go above and beyond in life, we should try to go above and beyond for them as well. Now that brings us to your base. Yesh b'nei Adam, she'inam hagunim. But there are other people who are unworthy. Unworthy. V'akadosh Baruch Hu merachim al kulanu. Yet, interestingly enough, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis on the Yaakovs, not only does he have Rachmanis on the Avrams, but he has Rachmanis on everyone. He has divine compassion upon everyone. Upirshu b'gimara, v'chanosi asher achon. Because the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Pasuk, literally, v'chanosi asher achon, and I will go ahead and show compassion to those who I will show compassion to, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Otsar zeh li'osam she'inam hagunim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a special storehouse of divine compassion of Rachmanus for those who are not deserving, for those who are not worthy. Yesh Otsar chinunim, she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu chonein v'nosein lahem matnas chinam. That is interesting. So apparently there are different compartments of divine compassion. So there's divine compassion for those who earn it, and there's divine compassion for those who don't. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even for those who haven't earned it, I still have incredible bracha to give them. Now the difference is, for those who don't earn it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it as a matnas chinam. Matnas chinam means a free gift. Levi Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's the pshat? So, what's interesting about this is as follows. In the 10th and 11th attributes, Titin Emes Liakov, Chesed Liavram, clearly what the Ramak, or Moshe Kardevero, is trying to teach us is that the world works on a system of reciprocity. That essentially you get out what you're willing to put in. So if you live in accordance with the law, the Chodesh Baruch Hu responds to you in kind. If you go above and beyond, the Chodesh Baruch Hu responds to you in kind. Here we come now to Asher Nishpata La'avosinu, and what Ramak seems to be saying is, even if you don't deserve anything, even if you don't deserve anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still goes ahead and gives you a matnas chinam. He'll give you a free gift, right? Give you a free gift, give you free bracha, free shafa, even if you don't deserve it. So what's the pshat? I mean, how does that stem with everything we've learned up until this point? So he says something amazing. Lefi Shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hari yesh lahem zechus avos, ani nishpati la'avos. Because says the Ramak something amazing. Even if you yourself don't have the requisite merit to get what you want in this world, all of us have zechus avos. All of us have zechuyos, have merits from our parents. So some of us have merits from our actual parents. Some of us are our grandparents, our great-grandparents. But one thing is clear, which is we all have the schos of the avos and the mos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. We all have those zechuyos. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani yishpati lavos, and I swore to the parents of these children that I would take care of their children. You know what is something amazing? If there's one tefillah that every single parent davens, it is, Ribono shel olam, take care of my children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, those tefillos are meaningful to me. Whether it's the tefillos of the actual avos and imos, or the tefillos mamish of our parents, of our actual parents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even if you don't merit something on your own, each of us has zuchus avos. Each of us has merits from our parents. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a reward, I'm going to give you bracha, even if you didn't earn it, but your parents did. And I'll give it to you in your parents' merit. He goes on, he says, and Nishma Kim came, Heyos She'inam Hagunim, even if the child is unworthy, Yisku Bishil Shein Mizera Ha'avo Shenishbati Lahem, Lefichach Anhileim Va'anhigeim Ad Shiyutuknu. Chadish Baruch Hu says, even if the children are unworthy, I will give them bracha because they are the offspring of the parents who I have sworn to take care of them. Lefichach anhileim va'anhigeim ad shiyitoknu. Therefore, again, I will give them bracha, and I will take care of them until they get their act together. So therefore, again, says the Ramak, and this is so beautiful. This is the pshat with asher nishbata la'avosenu. See here this incredible progression? So the progression is titein emes liyakov. Okay, if you live in accordance with Lakash Baruch will respond to you in kind. Chesed li'avram, if you go lifnim mishura sadin, this Baruch Hu says, I'll go lifnim mishura sadin. Asher nishpata la'avosenu. And even if you're not Yaakov, and even if you're not Avram, and even if you're not a nothing, this Baruch Hu says, I'll still give you bracha. Why? Because I promised your parents that I will take care of you. I made an oath to your parents that I would take care of you. Which parents are we referring to? It could either mean to our parents, who mamish hopefully davened for us each and every day, or it could mean to the avos and imos. But even if you're totally unworthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go ahead and take care of you. I will go ahead and ultimately give you bracha based on the zechuyos for your parents until you get to the point that you're able to earn it on your own. Look at the second paragraph. It's really quite beautiful. The Kach Yeh Adam is actually quite beautiful. Says the Ramak. And we have to bring this to bear in our interpersonal relationships. How so? Af im yifka bereshoim, al yisachzer kenegdam, o yicharfim ukiyotze al yirachim aleim. V'yomar, sof himei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. We'll say this is amazing. Sometimes we run into people in life who really don't seem to have any kind of good in them. And maybe just even more than that. Maybe they really seem to be doing things that are really detrimental and negative. And so the reflexive response often is not to like them, is to disassociate from them, is to go ahead and be indifferent to them. But ultimately, says the Ramak, I have to say to myself, even if this person is unworthy, sof, him b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. They are the children of the Avos and the Mos. Im heim imam k'shirim, avoseim k'shirim v'hagunim. Even if they are unworthy, ultimately, again, they come from worthy stock. V'hamevaze habanim, mevaze ha'avos. And one who goes ahead and disrespects the children disrespects the parent. Every parent knows this. The greatest affront, right, is when someone does something to your child. So he says, "Ein ritzoni sheyisbasu avoseim al yadi." And you know what? I have no interest, ultimately, again, Vasu, I have no interest in disrespecting the avos and the mos. Umechasa albonam, umetaknum kefikocho. So we'll say, so this is so beautiful. Therefore, says the Ramak, the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher nishbata lavoseinu. Even if the child, the Jew, is so unworthy of any kind of bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even if I can't give you bracha in your merit, you have parents. You have parents, whether it's your actual biological parents, or I have to go all the way up the chain to the avos and the mos, who are worthy. I swore to your parents, I would take care of you. Even if you haven't earned it on your own, I will give you bracha in the merit of your parents. Therefore, again, Rav Moshe Kardavera teaches us, we have to bring the same concept to bear in our interpersonal relationships. Sometimes we come in contact with people who we just don't like. And I will say, sometimes, because there are people in this world, I mean in our nation, who are just not likable. They're just not likable, and they're not likable for legitimate reasons because they're really not good. They're really not. You know, I will say, you know, you could be down the kafzichos from here until tomorrow. There are just some people who there's pashit nothing redeeming in them. So I just don't like them, and I just want to get away from them, and that's why I have nothing to do with them. So Ramak says it's not true, because even in the most unredeeming person, they're still the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And if that's enough for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on them and give them bracha, then that's enough to treat our fellow Jew with kindness as well. Even if someone doesn't possess, at the end of the day, any personal redeeming qualities, they're still the children of the most heilig parents. And just like Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ashanishpata lavosinu, I'll take care of you, even if you have nothing redeeming, because I swore to your parents that I would take care of you. We have to take care of one another, even if the other has nothing redeeming. Because even if they are spiritually empty, spiritually void, they're the child of such great people, and I owe it to their parent to take care of them. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up. We're actually up to the last Mida in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, in the second part of Torah tomorrow. Shkoyach.